today's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I schedule my worries. Literally, there is an entry each day in my phone's calendar that simply commands me to worry. Before you scoff, because I know you are, doing this has helped solve the riddle of a good night's sleep for me. Let's rewind. I'm a worrier. I come from a long line of worriers, and unfortunately, it is a 24/7 rut in my DNA, which means I wake up and worry in the night. No matter how many special pillows, weighted blankets, and top-rated eye masks I own, my sleep as an adult hasn't been great. Then I read a column in the Washington Post in which a sleep doctor made an offhand reference to scheduling a time each day to worry. And initially, I admitted I scoffed too. Then a few nights later, I was awake and my lizard brain was crawling through the swamp of waking worry. And I remembered what I had read. I opened my eyes and whispered aloud so I wouldn't wake my husband sleeping next to me. Stop worrying. You can do that tomorrow. It's on the schedule. And then I closed my eyes and went to sleep. It worked. It worked the next night as well, and the next. At first, it was just something I told myself, but I didn't actually do. Then I realized, while driving my kids to and from activities, that my mind was worrying again and not focused on them. And out of habit, I said, stop it. You can do that later. It's on the schedule. And it worked. Again. Again. And again. Over and over. Day and night. Better sleep. More focused waking time with those I love. Yes, please. So I pulled out my phone and actually added it to my daily schedule. Now my lizard brain has a time to crawl through that swamp. And a time to play, a time to parent, and a time to sleep. Scoff at me all you want, but next time you're awake at 2 a.m. and worrying, what are you gonna try?